This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump now saying no to an offer from Russian President Vladimir Putin. We get more now from AP's Ed Donahue.
The president talked about it at the Helsinki summit.
What he did is an incredible offer.
The White House says President Trump disagrees with the Putin offer. It would have allowed the U.S. to question 12 Russians accused of interfering in the 2016 election in exchange for allowing Russia to interview Americans facing accusations by the Kremlin. That includes the former U.S. ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul. There was opposition from both parties to the offer, including Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden.
Strikes me as almost providing aid and comfort to the enemy.
Meantime, President Trump wants another meeting with Putin, and the White House says there is an invitation for the Russian president to come to Washington in the fall. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Meantime, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells VOA the Trump administration has no intention of allowing Russia to question Ambassador Michael Faul, Washington's former representative to Moscow, who has also been known as a fierce critic of President Putin.
There were suggestions, comments, thoughts by President Putin with respect to that inquiry. President Trump was very clear. We're not going to force Americans to go to Russia to be interrogated.
Russian leader proposed letting U.S. investigators interview the 12 military intelligence officials indicted in connection with Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election in exchange for Russian interviews of McFaul. Commander of the U.S. forces in the Middle East says he has not received new guidance on military cooperation with Russia and Syria. U.S. currently fighting remnants of Islamic State fighters in Syria while Russian forces are attacking anti-Assad groups in the country. This is VOA News. Israel has passed legislation that has been welcomed by Jewish nationalists but condemned by its Arab citizens. Robert Berger has more from Jerusalem.
The Knesset, Israel's parliament, approved a new law that defines the country as the nation-state of the Jewish people. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said it is a historic moment in the history of Zionism and the state of Israel. Netanyahu said minorities have full rights in Israel, but he noted that the majority also has rights. He said the law ensures the Jewish majority for generations to come. But critics say the bill does enormous damage to the state of Israel, whose image abroad is already battered due to its alleged mistreatment of the Palestinians. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Nicaragua has marked the 39th anniversary of the Sandinista Revolution, but many Nicaraguans were not in much of a celebratory mood. Popular uprising against President Daniel Ortega has left at least 280 people dead, including many students. Ortega is a one-time leftist revolutionary who helped topple the U.S.-backed dictator Anastasio Somoza in 1979. Anti-government protesters say Ortega himself has turned into a dictator and what they call fire and bloodshed. Russia and China have requested more time to consider a U.S. request to stop deliveries of refined oil products to North Korea. U.S. asked a United Nations Sanctions Committee last week to halt the shipments after accusing North Korea of exceeding a 500,000-barrel annual limit on fuel deliveries through illegal imports. The quota was among the sanctions imposed by the Security Council last December in response to North Korea's launch of a missile North Korea said is capable of striking anywhere on the U.S. mainland. Automakers, dealers, and suppliers here in the United States are together, they say, in opposition to President Trump's proposed tariffs on imported cars and trucks and automobile parts. Opponents work together in the industry, joined a bipartisan group of lawmakers outside the U.S. Capitol here in Washington to voice their concerns. Jennifer Adair is with the auto manufacturer Toyota.
A 25% tariff on imported autos and auto parts would only lead to fewer sales, which leads to fewer American jobs. We cannot let that happen.
Imposing a 25% tariff on imported autos would raise the average price of a new car in the U.S. by as much as $4,400. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.